everybody. And it's Sunday, and I'm here, and it's noon, and I'm your nooner every Sunday from noon to two. So we got some questions for me today. And just like that, we got winter back in Minnesota.
You mean we finally got winter?
Oh, good gravy. This peaks and valleys of this winter is nuts.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going from, I'm wearing a t-shirt out in the school or out in the yard, putzing around, and then I'm, you know, getting, seeing my, my daylilies now are up about 3 inches. And so if it happens to them, they don't die. They just keep coming, so I don't worry about them. But then my hollyhocks started peeking up, and I'm just kind of like, yeah, you better go back down there.
Yeah, hope they don't freeze.
Oh, kidding. I couldn't believe it when I woke up this morning and turned on the news, and it said, oh, snow flurries. I'm like, huh? Open up the window, or, you know, open up the thing, and by Jiminy, guess what? It's a little bit white out there.
They're already probably gone for the day. We might see some more later this week, but.
My poor ladies, my chickens. I knew what they were going to do because every morning as a treat, you know, before I let them out, I spread steamed oats around. You know, it looks like Quaker oats, you know. Mm-hmm. So I spread them around, give them something to do, right? So I open the door and they come out and the ladies, they come out, they come around the corner and all of them stop dead because there was just that little hue of white, you know, on the ground. Like, what the hay is that? So slowly finding some of them that are just braver than the other. They just kind of ran over the top of them. And I've got 21 chickens, right? So just kind of ran over the top. Like, what is the
you
problem
have that
here?
Many.
So,
wow.
Yeah. But I used to have a lot more. But anyway, so the thing is that so the brave ones, the younger ones, mm-hmm. they just kind of ran over the top. I'm like, what is the problem? What is the holdup? They go over the top and squeeze their way through and all of a sudden stop dead. You know, like, well, what is this under us? You know, it was, you know, just a dusting, but still it was different. And by the then, all of a sudden, they realized, oh, the treats are still here. And the treats weren't as visible because, you know, the steamed oats are the same color as snow put in here. So, but anyway, so the girls, yep. So I don't think they'll be hanging outside too much tonight or today. I think they'll be kind of like, yeah, we're done. We're
hunker
go
down until the weather decides what
yeah,
it wants to do.
Yeah, we're going
to
just go back inside again. So, anyway, so I've been cleaning my school out, you know. I got so much stuff to do in the house. You know, everybody's got stuff. You know, we have way too much stuff. So I decided, well, since I didn't have classes and I purposely didn't book some private lessons so I could have 4 days in a row that I could kind of tear the school apart mm-hmm. and not have to worry about hurrying up, getting back together again. So I'm about a little over 3/4 done. So between today and tomorrow, should I ever done, I've got classes on Tuesday night, I believe. So, but anyway, so happy St. Patrick's Day. So, yeah, I see you got your green on. Oh, my. There we go.
Got that going for us.
Yay. St. Patty's Day. I do not partake in St. Patty's Day festivities. I bartended for 30 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
St. Patrick's Day was the worst drunk of the year. I mean, it was, oh, man. It's just, I swore when I quit bartending, I said, I will never bartend on New Year's Eve because I had a bartend on all of them. And then I would never bartend. I mean, I would not go out on St. Patrick's Day or the day like they did it yesterday. I will not partake in those festivities because you all drove me up a wall when I had to serve you.
That's fair. I live over in West St. Paul, so there's always quite a few parties over on West 7th, where there's a big Irish coalition, and they do the parade and stuff down there in St. Paul.
Well, like in Hugo, like the Legion or one of the bars would get a bus together and go downtown St. Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Then they came home. And it was like, no, that back door would open, and I'm like, no, 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 no. And they are so sloshed. And this is back in the day before you really, you know, DWIs and stuff like that. And people just didn't care.
Trolls are out this weekend, everybody. Yeah. Be careful.
Yeah. And so it was crazy. It was fun. But, oh, in the early years, we had to put that stupid, the food coloring in each beer, you know, dab. Every time you poured a beer, dab, dab, dab.
Oh, you didn't even have, like, the bulk pitchers?
Well, until.
The dropper?
Well, yeah, then we do a pitcher. But you know, as you were serving them. Then finally, somebody got smart and did the whole cake, you know, for
yeah.
So, and anyway, but my hands would be green for maybe months afterwards because that food color would get on my fingertips, you know, because I'm in a hurry.
Yeah, you know it's food safe when it dyes your skin.
Oh, my goodness. And so, yeah, so it was, I have many memories of St. Patty's Day. And I do have, I have like jewelry and stuff, and I was going to bring my St. Patty's hat. I got a cowboy hat that's really pretty. It's not, you know, it's green felt, and then it's got real blingy blingies on it. Ooh. And then it's just like, I leave, and I get halfway here, and I'm like, nang, I forgot my hat. But anyway, and then I have, you know, the neck. For the life of me, I move that thing, I don't know how many times, the bag of St. Patty's stuff. Because you only use it once a year, right?
Yeah.
One day out of the year. And I'll be danged if I could find it today. I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I kind of looked for it yesterday, but then I got onto other things. So, you know what I'm going to find it? It's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, because you know the necklaces.
Put it somewhere you'll lose it next year.
Well, now I'm trying to figure out. Okay, so either I send myself, write myself a note. I don't know. But, you know, I've got, you know, necklaces with the big shamrocks that go bling, 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 mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So even though I'm not a drop of Irish, so.
Well, growing up, it was like weirdly a big deal in St. Paul. And my girlfriend grew up in Minneapolis. And so she moved to St. Paul. And she's like, oh, you guys like do like St. Patrick's Day here? And I'm like, oh, yeah, everyone does St. Patrick's Day. And I realize it's kind of a weirdly specifically St. Paul thing.
Oh, it is. It's not a Minneapolis thing?
Or when she grew up in school, it wasn't like a big deal in class in school. But when I was growing up, every St. Patrick's Day was like kind of like Valentine's Day when you're in elementary school. Yeah. It's a big deal when you're in school.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't realize that. Huh.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah. I think it's just we got a lot of Irish people.
I remember way back when, if you didn't wear green on St. Patrick's Day, you got pinched.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I always wore green.
I grew up with that.
No. Now they can't do that anymore. It's harassment. But anyways.
Well, probably for the best. But yeah. Wear green. It's fun.
No, I know. And I got my green shirt on. I have a, you're going to laugh at this. I have a St. Patty's Day shirt that, you know, this is a color green. What do we call this? Kelly green. This is what I associate with St. Patrick's Day, you know, the bright, vivid green.
Okay? Shamrock green.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's a good one. And anyway, and so I have another shirt that I would only wear on St. Patty's Day. And I decided not to dig it out. This was handier. So I took the lazy way out. I couldn't find my other stuff. I said, forget it. I'll just wipe that. Whatever. At least I got green on. So we're all set. So hopefully all you guys are probably hungover.
Or getting there.
Oh, I remember then when because I usually bartended, you know, Monday, sometimes on Monday off, Tuesday through Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always get the aftermath, the day after, St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. And oh my, it was just people would come in and they would just look like zombies. And I'm like, are you really going to have another drink?
No, they're doing a Bloody Mary, man.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We served a lot of them. No, it was crazy. But anyway, so hopefully all you guys have got some hangover or whatever. Hopefully you all got some questions for me. And then let's talk about cats today. Let's do some cat stuff. We don't do that very often. Ooh. And I was talking to a guy about that just had two cats. And my first question is, so what do you feed them? And is this going on, this going on, this going on? Oh, yeah, I can help you. And do you know who it was too? Okay, I went to go pay my sales tech usage for, you know, state of Minnesota. I'm a little late. But anyway, crashed my computer. This warning, don't touch this, don't dial this number, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, what? So I call the guys, I'll tell you, I just can't. And then they're called Nice Guys Technology. They are awesome. They're out of Apple Valley. And these guys are so nice. It's two brothers. And anyway, so I called them up and basically left a message like, yeah, I need help. Like, you know, half hour ago, my computer's froze and it's yelling at me. And anyway, so one of the brothers called me. And anyway, so, okay, Kate, what do you got? So he said, goes here. So I sit down. He can get here. Yeah, he got control, alt, and delete. Yep. Got hit task manager. Okay, yep. Find Google. Click on that. On the far type right, it says end task. Hit end task. And voila, all is right with the world. And so anyway, he says, well, let me just double check and make sure something didn't come in, you know, and see it. No, everything's all fine. So Nice Guy Technology, shout out to them because they got back to me within the hour of me because I was dead. I couldn't do nothing. But I couldn't believe it was something that simple. And you know, it tells you don't turn off the computer, you know. It could wipe out your whole, I know this is fake, and so I'm turning you off. But it didn't work. And then as soon as I moved my mouse, it had popped back up again. It was the weirdest thing. Weird. Just weird.
Huh. Computers, you know, they're interesting and putsy like that.
Oh, it just, it's unreal. It was crazy. So anyway, so today for trivia, we have, obviously, since it's St. Patty's Day, we're going to have St. Patty's Day trivia.
Ooh.
So there you go, instead of some of the weird stuff that I do. But anyway, so hopefully you got some questions. Give a holler. 651-641-1071. Of which country is St. Patrick the patron saint of? Get back. Hello, we're back. Of which country is St. Patrick's the patron saint of? What do you think?
We'll take a wild stab in the dark and say Ireland.
Ding, 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 ding. But you know St. Patrick's was born in British? He was British.
That I did not know.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, why is St. Patrick's Day celebrated on March 17?
Because that was the day that...
They decided to do it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Believe it or not, that's the day he died.
Oh.
It was March 17th.
And I'm sure he's really proud what became of his legacy.
In he died in 461 CE. C is in Cat, E is in Ethel. 461 CE. I have no idea what that means.
Yeah. I'm bad at dates. I can do general history, but let's see you get specific.
Hey, got open lines. If you're out there, give a holler. 651-641-1071. Whether you got a dog question, cat question. No iguana questions, please. Okay? Okay, now you just brought up something where Mike, you know, during the week?
Yeah.
Okay, that he was talking about his cats. That's his waking them up in the wee hours in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's discuss that.
Spring fever?
Yeah, no. Basically, you know what a lot of it is when cats wake you up in the wee hours. Okay, first of all, you got to establish that cats have a no-carb need, okay? That they eat birds and mice, end of story, right? Okay, then what do? We feed them dry food, which is 50 to 60% carbs. And so what happens is carbs turn into sugar, sugar turns into fat. Okay, also, too, when you eat a lot of carbs, what happens?
My face bloats.
Okay. But what happens is that that's why you can only eat one potato chip. Because when you start eating carbs, you're always hungry. You can't satisfy what, you know, you're not really hungry, but you're looking for what you're hungry for, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's what happened with what happens with a lot of cats, especially as they start getting obese. And whereas now the belly's dragging on the ground. I had two cats. One was Bubba. He was a big black cat. I was at a vet with another cat, and my daughter comes in and says, Mom, they're going to put this big black cat down in the other room. And she says, he's really nice. It's like, okay. So then after I get done with the one cat while I was there, I asked the vet, you know, his friend, and I said, can I see that black cat? And I go in there and I'm like, holy moly. I couldn't believe it. This cat, he was 38 pounds. When he stood up, his front legs were bowed and his back swayed and his belly literally dragged on the ground. Okay.
Oh.
And so they brought him in to be put down because he wasn't using the litter box. Well, hell's heck specs, what he can't even get from, you know, like 2 feet without stopping and resting, you know. And
poor
so
thing.
I know it. And so I looked at the vet and I said, you know, can I take him home? So he says, well, we got to call the people and, you know, see, because they brought him here to be put down. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. So they called the people and the people are like, somebody wants that cat. Go for it. So they gave him their okay for me to take him. So it took me, we named him Bubba because it was Hubba Hubba Bubba is what it was. And anyway, so I had to transition him from the dry food to the wet food because folks, heads up, if you got an obese cat, you have to get off all dry food and go to raw, freeze dried and good grain free canned food. And Bubba was so addicted to his carbs that what I did is I would make, you know, take a line and space out the nuggets. So he had a walk to go eat, which is giving a little bit of exercise. And then at the very end, then I had like a half a teaspoon that I had put a little bit of warm water with and like gravy and mixed some of the dry food with. Okay. And then eventually what happened, the line of that I laid out for him with dry nuggets, then eventually got shorter, and then at the end was more grain-free canned food, still with a couple, you know, like a little bit of warm water in there, you know, because cats don't chew their food, they lick it. The only way that they chew it is if the nuggets are too big, then they crack it in half once and then swallow it, okay? But usually they just lick their food.
What are their, like, back teeth like? Like, they don't have the back teeth like dogs where they're meant to, like, crunch down on massive things. Like, do they have, like, back...
Yeah, they
molars.
Get molars. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. But they get, you know, relatively to their, they, you know, their ripper, you know, they, you know what I mean? Like, they got the canines to rip, you know, type thing. But then when they get in back, yeah, then they can crush the bone and stuff like that. So anyway, so great. It took me a month and a half to get Bubba all the way over to grain-free canned food. Okay. In a year and a half, I got him from 38 pounds down to 17 pounds.
Wow.
Okay. And the thing is that, and that's what, so getting back to why cats are, you know, waking up at the wee hours in the morning, especially as they get, you know, more obese, is because what happens is that they're hungry. You know, remember carbs are, I'm still hungry. You're kind of, I equate it to kind of Chinese food. Love the food, but it doesn't stick with you. In a couple of hours, you're hungry again, okay? Mm-hmm. And so the thing is that what we need is steak and lobster, a.k.a. we need grain-free canned foods. We need raw. We need freeze-dried. And now, which is really nice in the pet food world, now they have raw for cats, freeze-dried for cats, and they didn't before. They, you know, it's just dogs. Because cats are supposed to get, like... Their protein should be 90 to 99% protein in their diet. Mm. You know when it says how much protein that's in there? So my advice to Mike, if he's listening, or any of you guys or your cats are waking you up at the wee hours
of
the morning.
I'll make them listen. I'll set up a text.
There you go. And so the thing is to get off of the dry food, rotate into the good grain-free canned foods, start getting maybe some of the cat raw. Or even if you got raw hamburger and you're making a hamburger, take a pinch and put it in the cat's dish and let him slowly get him used to raw food. So then eventually what you're going to do, cat's going to feed fuller. And this is the bingo part of the whole thing by doing this, folks. Number one, there's hardly anything in the litter box. Okay, what's in the litter box is left over what they can't use. They have a no-carb need. Guess what? There's a lot of poop in that litter box. Okay, so then we got that. And then your cat's going to start slimming down because now you're not giving them the carbs, which turn into sugar, and sugar turns into fat. And so now, but the grain-free, the freeze-dried, the raw. Now, the freeze-dried, you always add, I crunch it up and add warm water to it. Okay, and then two, you could add in your supplements in the raw or the freeze-dried or even the canned. But anyway, so once you get them totally off of the dry food, within 2 weeks, you're going to notice a huge difference. Number one, they're not shedding as much. Number two, they're not waking you up in the wee hours of the morning because they're full. Okay, number three is that shedding basically gets to be, they'll just shed once in the spring, once in the fall. Okay, and they start losing weight. That's the huge thing. That these morbidly obese cats, a.k.a. my Bubba was 38 pounds, all of a sudden he's getting, I still remember the first time I saw him ran. I went, Bubba, you runded, Bubba. It was so funny because he never could. And like I said, his front legs were bowed, you know, so bad that he didn't really, he wasn't very agile.
Well, I think it's even worse in cats and in dogs, like this conception of like, oh, it's cute if they get fat. It's like a character trait.
No.
It's not. You should not have a primordial sac that's dragging between their back feet.
Exactly. Well, and like I said, Bubba had no ground clearance between his belly and, you know, the floor. I mean, it was just, he was a giant Swiffer is what he was. And anyway, so it, like I said, it took a year because you don't want cats to lose weight too fast because then they can get fatty liver disease and you don't want that. But I can guarantee you, if you go to canned, grain-free, and then you know how it says, same with dogs. If you got dogs that are overweight, you don't feed according to, like if your dog weighs 60 pounds, but he's supposed to weigh 30 pounds, you don't feed according to a 60-pound dog. You feed it according to a 30-pound dog, and then you cut that even back. And that's the same thing with cats. And usually I find through all the cats that I've had and all the different sizes, from little petunias to hubba hubba bubba, is that usually if you take the standard size grain-free canned, okay, whereas they, you know, the size of a tuna fish, 5 ounce can, you cut it in half and went half in the morning and half in the evening, and we're going to talk more about it when we come back. Okay, what demographic group, okay, never mind. Where and when was the first St. Patrick's Day parade ever recorded.
We sweat together. We grunt together. We meditate together. We play together. We dance together. We splash together. We breathe together.
And deep breath in.
We belong together. Join the YMCA to strengthen your basic human need for community. Learn more at ymcanorth.org.
All right. Hey, open line 651-641-1071. 651-641-1071. Okay. Where and when was the first St. Patrick's Day parade ever recorded?
Dublin?
Believe it or not, no.
It's probably England.
No. St. Augustine, Florida.
What?
Oh. Yeah, in 1601. Interesting. The area was in a Spanish colony, but it had Irish. I don't know what this word is. V-I-C-A-R. Vicar? But had an
vicar.
Irish.
It's a, vicar. Okay. Like a Catholic.
Oh, okay.
Like a preacher, pastor.
Oh, okay. And what I was trying to say was demographic. Okay, what demographic group was largely responsible for shifting St. Patrick's Day from a religious observation to a spectacular one?
Americans? Closely, the Floridians?
Well, yeah, there you go. Irish immigrants in the United States. They're the one that started the E-Hall.
It becomes a culture holiday.
Yep. Okay, when was the first St. Paddy's Day celebration in British America, British American colonies?
I don't know.
Okay, so the first one, St. Augustine, Florida in 1601. Mm-hmm. Okay, in Boston in 1737. It was a dinner held by Charitable Irish Society, the oldest Irish society in America, which still holds a dinner on March 17th today.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It makes me think of the Gangs of New York movie.
There you go. Okay, the oldest and largest St. Patrick's Day parade in the world. Guess what? It is.
What?
Where it is.
Where?
New York. New York City.
Oh, Patrick's Day. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
St. Patrick's Day parade, first held in 1762. So, and now the first St. Patrick's Day in Ireland, guess when that was?
What?
In 1903.
Oh, that's later.
No kidding. In an Irish town of Waterford, Dublin followed in 1931. That's up with all these parades. Huh. Oh, that's one of the trivia questions. I'll leave that alone for right now.
Yeah, you got to save some for us.
Yeah, no. I got some. We don't have to worry about that. Okay, so we're talking about feeding the cats, and I said, please try to get your cats over to grain-free canned food. And Nutrisource has about six grain-free ones that do not have chicken in it, and that's very important. Many cats, because chicken is so cheap, they put it in as a filler to bring the protein content up to what is needed. And I had a cat, my Walter was had an allergic to chicken, and so I had a hard time finding that. You know, food that I could give him, because otherwise if he ate it more than 2 days in a row, his face would puff up and it wasn't good. But anyway, so the Nutrisource has got six grain-free canned food. They got many others. They got the Pure Vita, which is, if it's turkey, it's only turkey, and if it's duck, it's only duck. And then they have the Nutrisource, which has a blend of meats, but they have six that do not have chicken in it. So please check that out. But anyway, so the thing is that then, like I say, if you're making hamburger, get a pinch to your cats. You're cutting up raw chicken, give some to the cat. But so by keeping the cat full, he's not going to wake you up at wee hours in the morning. All right. And so the whole thing is that if you're at work, the cats are going to sleep. They're kind of nocturnal, because a lot of times they'll sleep during the day and then play heck at night. So what you got to do is find things during the day to keep the cat occupied. One thing that is a floor to ceiling cat tree. I mean, floor to ceiling, folks. Cats love to be above us. All right. So if you can get one that's at least, 6 feet tall or better, that's fantastic. And with different, what do you want to call it? Some cats are vertical scratchers and some are horizontal scratchers. And so one thing that they like is that the twine rope. Okay, where you can spin it around one part. And some are carpet. They like the things of carpet. Some are upholstery. So if you could have different textures on your cat tree, you'll find out what your cat likes the most. And then always have like a shelf or a ledge that they can, you know, lay on here. And then at the very top, I have like a tunnel at the top of mine where they can lay with on the side of the tunnel, they can stick their head out. So the whole thing is they got a lot of cool ones online that you can put together. Perinature, that's down here in University, they have awesome cat trees. And I'll tell you what, they're expensive, but you know what? I still have mine, and that one is probably 30 years old. And I'll tell you, it's so heavy. And it really needed to be redone many years ago. But anyway, so now it's fun for the outside cats. We used to be on the inside cats. But anyway, Perinature, P-U-R-R-R-R-R, Perinature, is really an awesome cat place. And when you buy one there, that thing is going to last you for the life of many, 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 many cats. But so the thing is, the trick is to, you know, and then like put a little bit of good catnip, you know, on one of the levels and let them do that. Now, most cats don't like catnip until they're about a year and a half to 2 years old. Kittens aren't really interested in it. I don't understand that, but anyway, that's the way it works. But so by getting the right cat tree and then put it by a window, and then, like I say, get a squirrel, you know, one of those spinny things that you put cobs of corn on, and the squirrels grab it, and then the squirrel goes around and around and around and around. Not only is it great for your amusement, but it gives the cat something to watch when he's sitting on his perch. And they do have some window were at window seats that you could put if you don't have a cat tree for a seat that you can put, and so the cat could actually sit on that window seat. So there's, you know, the thing is by keeping them up a little bit, and then maybe like using a laser light, never for a dog, never, but only for a cat. And remember, you don't just turn it off, it goes out of sight. But you have the dog, you know, the cat, I mean, you know, like around 5-6 years, not right before dinner, not right after dinner, but about 5-6 o'clock or whatever, you know, get the cat moving. You know, get him moving. So then he's going to be tired and he's going to want to sleep. So if his belly's full, and then he feels full, I should say, and then he's tired because he's not just sleeping, you know, you might be able to stop that wee hour of the morning thing, okay? Okay, who's up?
First up, we have Stephanie, who just has some questions about a freeze-dried cat food diet.
All right. Hey, Stephanie, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Katie. How are you?
Good, good. So what's up?
Well, I have three cats. One, that's mine. Now, mine was homeless. We've talked about Rick before, and okay, the two I inherited when I moved down to Nashville.
Okay.
And one of the people that were living here left these two, took only one, and they were... The Calico was overweight. She's about 6. The Maine Coon was underweight. He's 6 or 7. And Rick is, I think, 3 now.
Okay.
So I have them on Merrick and Fussy Cat, and I intermittently feed them that.
Okay.
So I rotate all different kinds
nice.
Of that flavor. And then the dry food they were on was just absolutely horrible. So I have Nutrisource's dry food, and they literally only get a quarter cup in their bowl and every 3 days.
Okay, right? Nice, you know, nice, okay.
Or whatever.
Okay.
Now, I have a butcher shop down here that's farm to table, and they make dog food.
Okay.
So they butcher their chickens, and then they grind up all the livers and hearts and gizzards and chicken bones, and then all the vegetables from the garden.
Yep.
I was wondering, can I give that to the cat? Because they tend to eat it off the top of when I'm making the dog's dishes.
Yep, yep.
But I didn't know if that was a good thing for them, because you're always talking about hamburger and things like right. that. So I was just wondering if there was something that would be better.
You can do that, but not on a regular basis, because you see, the bigger difference between the dog foods and cat foods is dogs can tolerate veggies and such like that better than cats can. Cats are total meat, you know, birds and mice. Okay, then also okay. the thing is, the cats need more terrine. And dogs don't need as much, all right?
Okay.
And then, but the bone, does he grind a bone and put it in there too?
He just grinds like the neck bones and stuff.
Oh, nice. Almost, okay, okay.
Like a powder. Yeah.
Okay, okay. Because that's the big difference between dog food and cat food. The protein level in cat is higher. And then, like, say, for that extra terrine is huge. And then, but yeah, it, you know, in moderate, to be honest with you, when Walter, you know, when I found out he had, and I couldn't find canned food, you know, that was... didn't have chicken in it. I gave him dog food, canned dog food, but I didn't do it every day. I did it like every third day. And then I gave him the hamburger and I gave him the raw, you know, chicken in between there. And he did just fine. So yes, not on a regular basis, or you can add extra terrine, you know, to it. But as long as you got a good variety, good roll, you know, because if you get truly cat food like Merrick or whatever type of thing, that, you know, that's been formulated for the cat. So they're getting what they need as far as the terrine and such like that. So if these were my cats, yeah, heck, I would do that. You know, give some to the cats as well as the dogs, but not on like every, you know, every third day or something like that. Do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, well, I appreciate it because the fat one, the calico, has, I think she's down 4 or 5 pounds.
Nice.
And the Maine Coon is where it's at. And all five of my animals are wearing your amber tick collars.
Oh, yay.
And the cats love them. Yeah, they absolutely love them. But I bought triple because my one dog has lost 3 of them already.
Oh, jeez.
They're worth it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, those amber tick collars, boy, I swear by them. They're awesome.
Oh, they're fantastic. I appreciate everything. Thank you, ladies.
No, wait a minute.
Sunday.
I got a question for you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, now, are you in Nashville now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you got warm weather down there. So you're unlike Minnesota, obviously. But anyway, this is what I'm interested. So you're in the hot. So you got fleas and ticks year-round, right?
Yes.
And those amber tick collars really work well down there?
They've been working so far. I just ordered them about a month ago, but I've been combing and everything. I try to not give the flea and tick anything. So I'm a big comber, and my dogs get shaved because it is so warm down here.
Okay.
So their fur is really, you know, thin, so you can pretty much see them.
Yep.
And they're all outside hunters, the cats.
Yep.
So
yep.
I can't stop that.
Yep.
So they do get brushed and combed, and I take a look and everything. So, but now, since it has been warmer, we actually had a wetter, milder winter than you guys did.
Oh,
so
geez.
A lot of the times we were, you know, in the 30s, 40s. We got 10 inches of snow on Martin Luther King Day, you know, which is unheard of.
Okay.
So I was, you know, not as concerned then because they weren't going outside as much. But then once it started getting warmer, and they did, I immediately got the collars because I watched my cat the first time I ever put a flea collar on her. She almost fell off the chair. I took it off immediately was done with all that. So,
well, that's, oh, that,
but I love them.
That is good. And then do you use the diatomaceous earth?
I don't, and I'm going to get it.
Put it in a baby's.
That is. Yeah.
Okay, it's diatomaceous earth food grip. Can you hold on a sec? We got to run to bike. So
absolutely.
Hold on. Don't hang up. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. How many pounds of green vegetable dye are now used to turn the Chicago River green? We'll be back. But I'd like to add to heads up on with Alexis and Holly for their captains of the animal walk this year. Is to start promoting no retractable leashes ever on this walk. Okay, no retractable leashes. So hopefully Alexis and Holly hear that, so when they talk about it, that they will promote that, because all those things just get too many dog fights. Yeah, they hurt people. They trip up people. They trip up. It's just crazy. So no, and please remember that, as my listeners, if you go any place now as we start opening up, spring is, and we start going doing things, leave the retractable leashes at home or burn them all. And only use like 4 foot for tall dogs and 6 foot for short dogs. All right. All right. How many pounds of green vegetable dye are now used to turn the Chicago River green?
Any ideas? I don't know how to measure fluid in pounds very easily, but 200.
Okay. Nope. 40 pounds.
40.
40 pounds of green vegetable dye are used to spray the river.
It does. It does what it says it'll do.
Man.
It's green.
I know. They showed it this morning, and I'm like, oh my gosh, the poor fishes. But it's vegetable dye, so I don't know. But that scares me too. Now they're putting dye in vegetables. I did not know that.
Oh, wow. I think it's from vegetables. They're like, they make it from like spinach powder and stuff. I think it's fine. I think the dye they've been using for the last 5 years is pretty okay.
All right. Okay, let's go back.
All right, we have Stephanie up.
Okay, Stephanie, there.
Yes, I am.
Oh, good, good, good. Okay, what a diatomaceous earth is the slang name is capital D, capital E. Okay, and you want food grade. And it looks like a powdered chalk. And so what you can get it online. It's really cheap, really inexpensive. You want the food grade. And then you put some of it in a baby sock and zip tie it. And then what you're going to do is pat your cat and dog on the back of the neck and the shoulder blades. And then you can pat their chest. Okay, and then you could pat where the butt and the tail come together. And if the cat licks it, don't worry about it. Because if you look it up online, diatomaceous earth, a lot of people drink it every day in their coffee. Because it's really good for your blood booster, getting rid of parasites and such like that. Okay? So and then you could just do it maybe once a week, if that. You know, every other week. Just kind of, if your dog or cat spends, well, not necessarily cats, but dogs. If they spend a lot of time in the water, then you might want to reapply like every 2 weeks or something like that. But that'd be another alternative, because when the flea or the tick crawl through it, what it does is it scrapes the shell, and then that flea or tick dehydrates and dies. You can pat some in their bed where they sleep, okay, or whatever. You know, just pat. You can put it around your house to keep ants out. Anything with a crustacean, it works really cool with, okay?
Oh, wonderful. I just ordered some while I was on hold.
Oh, sounds good. Well, I appreciate you calling in, kiddo. Good luck. Keep us posted, okay? On how those amber ticks.
Thanks so much.
You betcha. Take care. Bye-bye. That's funny. Just ordered some. Yeah, it's relatively cheap. You know, I get a 10-pound bag, I think, for $25, and it will last forever. But I had to, when I had lice in my chickens because of some new chickens that I bought, you know, I had to mix the diatomaceous earth with ashes. Okay, and then I sprinkled it on the chickens, and then I cleaned out all the bedding and sprinkled it on the floor. Okay, and then I let that sit for a day, and then I put shavings on top of that, and then another layer of the diatomaceous earth and ashes. And so
that's
far,
really good for keeping beetles off of plants.
Is it?
Well, ash is really good for plants, and if it would aggravate a beetle, it probably would be good. And it's diatomaceous earth. Why would that hurt your plant?
Yeah, no, you won't. Yeah, no, yeah. It won't. Okay, who's up?
Next up, we have Anne, who has Akita, who she thinks might have suffered some kind of sports injury and has been acting lethargic.
Uh-oh. Okay. Hi, Anne. How you doing?
Hi, Katie. Happy to talk to you.
Well, thank you. Happy St. Pat's Day.
Thank you.
Okay, so how old is your Akita?
She just turned 4.
And how many pounds?
98.
Okay. And what happened?
She loves to chase squirrels. Okay. I live in the city.
Okay.
I have a fenced big backyard.
Okay.
She's done this once before, maybe last summer.
All right.
And I could see that she did a quick turn and then was limping a little bit. But last summer, overnight, it went away.
All right.
This time, overnight, it did not go away.
Right.
But on day 2, it was better. But now she is a sleepy girl, does not want to go on a walk.
Oh.
She's usually so excited to be on walks.
Right.
And this morning, I let her in the backyard. She went out, did her business, was barking at some people in the alley, and I thought, oh, good, we've turned a corner.
Okay.
Not so much. She didn't want to walk.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. What is there a particular leg that's favored?
Her right front paw.
Oh, is, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I always give everything the 24 or 48-hour rule, you know, because like I say, if he's that active a dog, it's really easy to turn wrong and blah, blah, blah. And when you don't feel good, do you want to just rest? She's doing herself a favor. You know, pain is good because you don't overdo it then. You know, you can do Boswellia with her for pain management, but pain is good. You know, if you get some too high of pain meds, then all of a sudden they don't feel the pain. But the pain, you know, the owie is still there, and then they overdo it, and then you even got a worse mess, all right?
Okay.
And how's she eating?
Well, I was just going to say, the thing that I'm happy about, eating normally, drinking normally, peeing, pooping normally.
Excellent. Okay. Yep. She just hurts. And so what you can do, now, something like this, I would see a chiropractor. I would not see a vet. I would see a chiropractor, because that's just like with sports injuries, you know, it's unless you tear it. But that's what's so cool is that the chiropractors they know the skeleton and they know the muscles, and they can really feel if this is something that has to be x-rayed or, you know, what it is. Now, when you go down that front paw or in that shoulder, have you tried touching it or manipulating it? Does she wince?
I have tried rubbing it for her. No, she doesn't flinch. She lets me.
Okay.
So I don't know.
And so is she still limping on it?
Barely.
Okay.
Barely.
Because sometimes the injury can come from the spine, you know, just not necessarily in the leg. You know, she pinched when she moved wrong. She could have pinched, you know, a nerve that runs to that paw. So I would get
because Katie, when she tries to stand up now, it's like her whole body is arthritic. It's like she has to. So maybe it is her spine now.
I would opt for a chiropractor. There's a group called what area are you? Do you live in?
Highland Park in St. Paul.
Okay. Dr. Rebecca is in Edina. She's really good. That's Perpetual Motion, Cairo.com. And then it's called Chiropractic for Everybody. And I know they will go different places in the city. You could try them too, chiropractor for everybody. But there's a lot of there's a lot of chiropractors that have gotten into doing animals. They've got that license, you know. But I'd like ones that have been in the industry for a while, and that's why I like Dr. Rebecca from Perpetual Motion in Edina.
Perpetual Motion, okay. Yeah.
So I would do that before you go, and she'd be the one to tell you whether this is I could do this, and this. And then maybe also need to see a regular vet. But I'd go to a chiropractor. Any injuries, I always go to chiropractors first. Okay?
Okay. Great.
Okay, keep us posted.
I appreciate that. I didn't even think of that.
Yep. That's what I'm here for.
Okay. Thank you, Katie.
You bet. Take care. Bye-bye. Yeah. And this is just FYI. Even like cats. You know, look at what the jumping that a cat does and how they jump. My Lord, how they jump onto and off of. And then look at all your dogs. They jump in and out of cars, you know, up and down on your bed, on and off your bed, on and off your couch. You know what I mean? Every dog, cat should see a chiropractor at least every 6 months just to get adjusted. Same with humans. But there is such a thing as getting over-adjusted, too. Okay, how many days does Dublin annual St. Patrick's Day Festival last? How many days? We'll be back.